Extinction. Scientists will tell you it was a giant asteroid. They were all going about their business, all fat and happy dinosaurs, when out of nowhere, a gigantic rock plummeted from the heavens, ending life as they knew it. I'm not sure I buy it. It sounds a little too simple. They were complex animals living in a complex society. There were all kinds. Massively tall beasts with long necks and tails lived the easy life, unmolested, able to spend the day eating, adding to their already large food stores, never once looking down to others. Middle-sized dinosaurs, who followed them everywhere, living off what was too low for the big ones to eat, able to live a somewhat comfortable life, but never enjoying the best leaves at the top of the trees. Still, smaller dinosaurs were not able to find food. These poor fellows lived off scraps, barely able to scratch out an existence, easy prey for the gangs that roamed nearby, feasting on the innocent. Animosity developed between the haves and have-nots. Those in the middle were trying too hard to be like the rich. Their vain efforts depleted the food supply, destroyed the previously plentiful feeding grounds. Poverty forced many into lives of crime, carnivorous behaviors, eating away at the herds. Overindulgence led to an overall fattening, which of course led to increased flatulence. Everyone knows that flatus is the single worst ozone killer. This, of course, led to global cooling. An ice age began. Still, they might have survived if not for the continued fighting among them. Classes became irreparably polarized. Rather than acting to solve the problems, they just argued about them, did nothing, died slowly, one at a time.